9 people in Wisconsin have contracted measles. The first Wisconsin cases comes as a highly contagious disease is seeing a resurgence nationally. It's Monday, August 4th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett in for Alex Crow. Coming up, a new state Supreme Court justice takes her place on the bench as the court faces big cases ahead. And we hear from a mustard maker whose work won awards at the Worldwide Mustard Competition. Stay with us.
Wisconsin life is finding where you belong.
I was raised in central Wisconsin, growing up along the sides of shaded ginseng crops.
Deer Camp is more than a place. It is a unique state of mind and being.
I love Milwaukee. I'm very appreciative of everything that it has given me.
It draws you closer to each other and closer to the great circle of life.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
9 cases of measles have been confirmed in Oconto County. As Joe Schultz reports, the state health department says those are the first confirmed cases of the virus in Wisconsin this year.
One case was confirmed through testing at the state hygiene lab. The state health department says the other 8 were confirmed based on exposure and symptoms. The agency says no public points of exposure have been identified and risk to the public is low at this time. Local health leaders are working to identify and notify people who may have been exposed. Officials recommend all children receive 2 doses of the vaccine. Adults born after 1957 should also be vaccinated. Wisconsin has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country among children. Measles cases reported nationally hit their highest levels in 33 years last month. So far this year, CDC data shows more than 160 people have been hospitalized and 3 people have died. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Susan Crawford took her seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court on Friday, months after she won the most expensive judicial election in American history. Her win cemented a liberal majority on that court, with cases about congressional redistricting and labor law ahead. The stakes of that race attracted huge donations from Elon Musk. At her swearing-in ceremony, Crawford's daughter Macy referred to that.
Now, my brother and I are both out of the house, and evidently she has a little bit more time on her hands. So much time, in fact, that she picked a battle against the richest man in the world.
In her own remarks, Crawford didn't discuss politics explicitly, but she spoke pointedly about times in history where the Wisconsin High Court asserted its authority, and she pledged to, quote, meet this moment. In a new study, researchers at the University of Minnesota are recommending that wake boats stay in deeper waters while wake surfing. As Daniel Kading reports, they found the boats could harm the lake bottom and water quality in shallower waters.
The study examined what happened to the lake bed when recreational power boats operated at varying speeds and depths in 2 bays of Lake Minnetonka. Researchers tested 7 models, including wake boats. The study's co-author, Andy Riesgraf, says they found that wake boats significantly disturbed the lake bottom at depths of 9 and 14 feet.
We recommend that wake boats in wake surfing mode stay in 20 feet of water or greater to minimize impacts to the water column and lake bed.
Riesgraf says a lot of stirred up sediments can reduce water quality or potentially release phosphorus on the lake bottom that could lead to algae blooms. The Water Sports Industry Association downplayed the study, saying science shows the boats have minimal impacts at depths of 10 feet. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Sterling Sharp became the 29th member of the Green Bay Packers, inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame over the weekend. He spent 7 years in Green Bay in the late 80s and early 90s, setting league and franchise records then. His career was cut short by a neck injury that forced him to retire at the age of 29. Sharp's induction into the Hall of Fame came more than 2 decades after he was first eligible.
There's a lot of reasons why these great players are able to sit and wear this gold jacket that I have. I stand before you today as the 382nd member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame because of love.
He says everything he did was to be a good role model to his younger brother, Shannon Sharp. They are the first brothers inducted into the Hall of Fame. After the break, we'll hear from the maker of fine mustards about the secrets of her trade. Stay with us.
Some people wonder what it is that makes NPR's news coverage feel so personal. The answer's easy. We're talking to you. Listen weekday mornings to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Wisconsin has become a haven for mustard. It's the home to the National Mustard Museum, the worldwide mustard competition, and mustard makers all around the state. They include Samantha Bibbs, a food technologist and Zingmaster, at Silver Spring Foods in Eau Claire. She spoke with WPR's Lee Rayburn about how award-winning mustard gets made.
So what goes into making a mustard at Silver Spring?
Yeah, so a mustard starts out as a brine, so it's water and vinegar and mustard seeds and a variety of other ingredients, and those get mixed together, and then they go through our mustard mills. Sometimes they go through rough mills and fine mills to get that fineness and that smoothness how we want it, and that's for like our base mustard, so we'll make a yellow mustard that way, and then sometimes we'll take that yellow mustard and pump it into a different tank where we put relish if it's going to be dill pickle mustard, or we'll add jalapenos for our jalapeno mustard. And that's kind of how we get our different varieties. So we can just have a milled mustard, or we can pump that milled mustard into a tank and really switch it up and make a new variety.
So give us the difference, if you would, between yellow and brown mustards. What gives them all the different flavor profiles?
Yeah, so it's all in the mustard seeds. So there's yellow mustard seeds, brown mustard seeds, and oriental seeds. And they each have a different flavor profile. The yellow is a lot more milder than the brown or the oriental. The brown has a lot of that nasal pungency, that spice. It's actually the same compound that's found in horseradish, so that's why we do mustard and are so good at mustard, especially a spicy mustard like our beer and brat. And then oriental seeds kind of have a bitterness to them that can kind of round out that flavor, that tang that you get with a mustard.
So tell us a little bit about the Zingmasters at Silver Spring. This sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It's our in-house sensory panel. I get to run the panel, which is super fun. I really loved my sensory coursework when I was getting my food science degree. And it's a panel of about 40 people who all work at Silver Spring. And they go through a training where we go over the basic tastes and different sensory tests that they can expect to go through every time we meet. And once a month, usually we get together and I present them something. We will either be determining how hot something is, how hot we're perceiving it to be, so that we can assign that zing factor to it, which you'll see on our refrigerated line. Other times we meet and discuss different sauces that we might want to release, and if we like them, if we don't like them, what we would change. It's just a really nice panel to have in-house and be able to have access to that resource.
I kind of want to be a Zingmaster now, Sam.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. What do you think makes Silver Spring mustard so special? What is it about this process? What is it about the products that brings these international awards to your backyard?
Yeah, I think a lot of what makes our mustard so special and so good is just like the pride that goes into making our mustard. It's really quite the intensive process. There's a bunch of different mills that all have to be dialed in to the exact fineness to produce that consistent product. And the people who mill the mustard take a lot of pride in that. And they're running around making sure everything is exactly how it should be. And it definitely pays off.
Sure. And then what is it about Wisconsin that makes it such a mustard hub, do you think?
I think that Wisconsin is a good mustard hub, probably because of the German heritage in Wisconsin. But I also think that Wisconsin really enjoys things that mustard pairs well with. Like, we enjoy grilling brats by the lake and going to a potluck with potato salad and that comfort food where you would use mustard. We kind of love to do that. So I think they kind of just go together.
That was Samantha Bibbs, food technologist and Zingmaster at Silver Spring Foods in Eau Claire. She spoke with WPR's Lee Rayburn. You can listen to the full interview online at wpr.org/Wisconsin Today. Taking a look at weather today, areas of fog this morning, and expect partly cloudy skies with some more haziness. Highs expected to reach 80 statewide. And then tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and sprinkles to the north. Lows will reach mid-50s to low 60s. And then tomorrow, a gradual increase in clouds with a bit more humidity. Late in the day, a small chance of showers or two, maybe even a thunderstorm to the north. Highs will reach 80s and above. And then on Wednesday, partly cloudy and humid, more scattered showers and thunderstorms. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Courtney Everett. Our producers today were John Davis and Rob Mentzer. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.